True Disaster Stories by Terry Deary. Read by Stephen Thorne. Introduction. Every day, somewhere in the world, disasters happen. Sometimes they're great disasters that you may get to hear about in the news. Usually they're so small and so common, you will never know about them. And sometimes there are disasters that aren't disasters at all. When a football team loses a game and the newspapers describe it as a disaster, it isn't. No one was hurt. No one died. There have been far more disasters than one book could ever record, but the most interesting ones are the ones that tell you something about the people involved. After all, you want to know how you would cope if you were faced with a dreadful threat. Here's an example. Test yourself. There was a deadly plague in northern England in AD 693. The historian Bede was a monk at the time, and the monks were all safe in their monastery. But the sick people of the town came to the monks for help. What would you do in that position? Be a hero or heroine? Open the doors and let in the plague? Or be a coward? Bolt the doors and let the sufferers die in misery? Well, what would you do? And what did the monks do in that terrible time? Bede told of how they let the plague victims in and nursed them. As a result, 80 of the monks died and only 2 survived. The dead were heroes. Here are 7 stories of heroes and heroines who risked their lives and cowards who ran away. There are even stories of a villain who deliberately created a disaster, and a couple of men whose stupidity...